First Timothy chapter 2. We're going to pray for our leaders. Number one, our president, vice president, governor of this state, and all those who are in authority. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, it says, I exhort thee therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life. It's very important now. Yeah, if we don't pray, everything gonna be disturbed. We ought to be able to live a quiet and peaceable life, even if it looks like it's going wrong. Live a quiet and peaceable life in godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. All right, now in Ephesians 4, Montreal taught, I was not here, but massive maturity. And that is so important right now. There's a shaking going on at this point in the church. And it's dealing with three or four things. It's dealing with immaturity. Another word is ignorance. Another word is innocent. Immaturity, ignorance, innocent. Innocent is the point that a person just haven't taken enough time for you to show them the truth. They're innocent, but they get caught and they don't stick with it to learn who they really are in Christ. Innocent. Now, you might find yourself, locate yourself in some. Another one is rebellion. And another one is the average Christian, if they don't watch themselves, is discouragement. You see, that's all that run along the line with immaturity. You got them? Ignorance, innocent, rebellion, and discouraged. Sometimes you can be dealing with something. We're going to pray this morning. But sometimes you can be dealing with something, and you be rebellious against yourself, and you don't know it. Yeah, you see, the enemy. And the enemy job is, now going on and on, to derail you, distract you, deceive you, make you operate in a form of doubt, and then you end up double-minded. He got you then. And so that's what Saul is praying about. Now, Ephesians 4:11 is talking about maturing us. We need to mature. And he gave the fivefold ministry gift there in verse 11. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Now notice what for? For what? Go ahead. Now notice the next verse says, tell mean untell. In other words, there's a mandate, that something has to be accomplished by this. By those three things, they say that something needs to be accomplished in our life. Can you see it? Now I say, this shouldn't stop until, or this is headed somewhere. You got it? Tell what now? Number one. Number two. Number three. So that's four things there, right? You see him? All of us need to be aiming or shooting at or yielding to coming to the point in our life that we can operate in all four of these manifestations. Amen? Now, this is a tall order here, till we come to, you see what it says, till we come to what? Wow. That's power, that boy. All right, what's the next one is? Knowledge of the Son of God. All right, now you need to, while you're praying, you need to be praying it for your sisters and brothers and yourself also. Number three, what kind of man that is? Matured man, or somebody who is, who know life is not always going to be butter smooth. You're going to have some things you got to deal with. Okay? You're going to have some things you have to deal with. As long as you know, you're going to have something you have to deal with. But if you're matured enough, you know how to get in your divine recliner and wait on God. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it's going to pass also, because God never loses. What's the next thing is? You imagine what that statement means? Yes, you imagine the measure, the stature, the fullness of Christ. Do you know what that statement means? Huh? That means you're full of Christ, not full of crisis. He who is full of Christ will not be full of crisis, because Christ handles every crisis. All right, go to the next verse. Now, notice, I want you to notice the first words. In verse 12 is fall. In verse 13 is tell. I mean until. In verse 14, that. See, the foretell bring us to a debt. Yeah, that's maturing. It just really stages, most perfect example of stages of maturity in the spirit. That we what? Well, stop at the comma. That we henceforth be no more what? Children. Well, I mean, what that mean? Immature? So what happened then if you're immature? When you were immature, what did it say? What, toss? So much can be said about that, but I want to get to praying. The next word is but. So you read it like that. But doing what? And then the word from. Go ahead, read it. Wow. I want to know now, you who are here for prayer, I call you as matured and mature in sense. I know you're here, you came on your own, you're here for a reason. Most of the ones who come to prayer come to Bible study. It's the same group. And so you have to work from that nucleus to try to grace the church to grow up. Okay? Growing up has pain. And it is the church in Hebrews 12, it said the church many times is shaken, for that which is not stable will not be able to handle. But that which is stable will be able to hold on to it. Father, we thank you this morning as we enter. Just read your Bible as you pray this morning and pray for your sisters and brothers. Pray for the president, vice president, all leaders. Father, we just thank you this morning for the spirit of prayer upon this house today. As we come together, you say if two or three get in your name, we got more than two or three here. And we're here to make a difference for this city, this state, this country. And for the men and women that you have assigned us to in this church, to grace them to grow and develop, that they can stand their ground in any situation. Any situation need to be dealt with while we're praying in the Spirit, Holy Spirit, we ask you to address that situation, and we ask you to touch it and make it be what God wanted to be. We pray for any sickness, any disease, any lack, any confusion. As we pray in the Spirit, we expect the Holy Spirit to address, adjust, and make right every situation. Thank you this morning. A few minutes ago, Lord, we need you to move in your power and your glory. If you don't move, nothing's going to happen in you, Lord. Please, sir, have mercy. You got to call on his mercy sometime. From the old school, we would call on his mercy. Yeah, if you don't do nothing, Lord, nothing's going to happen around here. I just got on my knees, got praying like that, you know. That's the way I was taught to pray. Oh, Lord, we need your help down here, Lord. Uh-huh. If you don't move, Lord, we ain't gonna accomplish nothing down here. Anybody remember that? Oh, Lord, please, sir, have mercy, Lord. I need your grace down here, Lord. I need you to touch me down here. Bring the power. in our midst this morning, Lord. Yeah, you can pray like that somebody. Yeah, anybody know anything about that? Yeah, I think we got to get back to some of that. In your private time? No more sense you to groan. Please, I have mercy. I need you to touch somebody in this building, Lord. I need you. If you don't move, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. If your hand don't come on me, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it, Lord. Oh, Lord. See, please, sir, have mercy. Tell him, please, sir, have mercy. Yeah, you see, in the old school, they used to pray like that. I got on my knees and went to praying like that. I went to groaning. I need your help, Lord. See, now, we call that foggism, but them people get in touch with God. See, if it come up on you, here's what I heard when I was doing that. I'm taking him out. Let's talk about Satan. Anything that's going on in your life, I heard, I'm taking him out. You know what I mean when I take out? Take him out. I'm taking him out. And so while you're praying, if the Lord leads you, go ahead and talk to him. Tell him you need mercy. You need grace. You need him to touch you. Lord, if you don't show me the way, I don't know how I'm going to make it. See, so I think we need to dig back a little deeper. See, the glory. Lord, show me your glory. Lord, if you just touch me one time. He understand the language. He understand the language. Yeah, God didn't born yesterday. God understand what you're talking about. And it's somewhat impossible. It's somewhat putting a feeling in it. You don't know what I'm talking about. She's standing over there. Boys don't know what I'm talking about. They've been there. And sometimes Nita go there right now. In a minute. Lord, I know you know I'm down here. Can't make it by myself. I need help. How many of y'all understand it? Any of y'all been in one of the old prayer meetings? Well, let's pray then. Father, thank you. Come on, let's go. Father, thank you. Pray in tongue, but talk to the Lord. Tell him he needs you to touch you. Lord, I need you to touch me. Change me. Show me the way. Thank you so much. Thank you, Father. We're calling on your name right now, Lord. Please, sir, have mercy. Shut up, go ahead, pray. A few minutes ago, let me tell you just how I asked it. Make every man a powerful man. Make every woman in this house a powerful woman. Make all our children powerful children. Make this church a powerful church. That every time we come here, we get what we need. So you got to talk to him sometime. Then you say, please, sir, have mercy. That's what my old pastor used to pray. He said, oh, Lord, I know you hear my voice. I know you know my name. You know my address. You know what I'm going through. You know what I need. You know something about that, girl. You're looking at, this is real. I just was carried there by the Spirit. Because sometimes we're afraid to go there. Because we've become so modernized. He said, pray in your understanding and in the Spirit. Can you see how the Spirit have hovered over this place? You just talk to him. Just talk to him, you know. And you need help. Huh? Lord, I need you to come down here. I need some help. I need you to move in my house. I need you to move in my family. I need you to move in my life. I need you to move in my body. I need you to move whatever. Just talk to him. He's not complicated. God's not complicated. It's a simplicity of praying. You see how the Spirit of God hovering over this place now? Huh? So we pray in our understanding, but we pray in the Spirit, but we pray in understanding also. Just talk to God. Don't try to set no voice or tone. Just cry out and tell him, I need your help. and he will help you. You understand? Now, my private time, I pray like that a lot of time, you know. I get to praying and get to groaning in the spirit and get to calling on him. You know, if I need him to help Carol, I say, Lord, help Carol. Help me and Carol. Yeah, just talk to him. You talk to him. Help Leroy Jr. Yes, see, help. I call some of y'all name. Help him. See, you're crying out for help. Yeah, see, God never became martyr. God is not a modernized God. He's an ancient God. He's been here. He's been through it all. So he just wants you to talk to him. Come on, lift your hand and talk to him now. I want you to talk to him in English a few minutes. Go ahead. You talk to him. Tell him what you need. Tell him what you're asking him for. Ask him for help. Ask him for guidance. Lord, just guide us. Just give us help here this morning. In all our daily affairs, what we got to go deal with when we leave here, we come here to get your strength. That you can help us to move to another level of understanding, another level of wisdom, another level of knowledge, Lord. Move in your spirit. Oh, thank you so much, Father. Shout out about. Go ahead and pray now. Talk to him any way you want to talk to him. Men, lift your hand. Men, just the men. I want to cover our women. As Christian men, we're supposed to be a covering for them. And I just, you know, it seemed like I heard from the Holy Ghost. Just for a few mukatsala, for a few moments, we men, we Christian men, going to cover these Christian women. Whatever they're going through, whatever help they need, right now we as men of faith going to come together. We're going to cover these women. Father, in Jesus' name, we cover women of faith today. As men of faith, we pray for them as their covering, that we will respect and honor them, and that they'll be blessed in ways they've never seen before. We pray for every Christian woman right now. We pray for them, these women that are here, the women that are members of Word of Life Christian Center, whatever they may be going through, whatever hurt, whatever pain, whatever they are crying out for, may it be fulfilled in their lives. As men of God, we stand for them right now. We pray for them. We want them to know that we got them covered as men of God, and we're going to treat them like they are women. And we bless them right now in Jesus' name. Everybody begin to praise God and pray in the Holy Ghost. Cha-da-la-ba. Thank you, Lord. Woo! What a move of the Spirit. Thank you. I never seen it before, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Thank you. Something happened. Something broke. Thank you, Lord. Something broke in me. Something broke. Throw that thing. Thank you, Lord. Rabasata. Help us to honor Christian women, Lord. That these women can go forth and do what they need to do. They've carried us long enough. Shaka da kasa. Now it's time for us to carry them. Shata kose kebo. Huraba shata. Woo! Glory to God. Something broke in the spirit world. Shashakuradas. Shararaba kose. Shararaba kose. Ooh, my goodness. Huraba shata. Something broke. Handalaba shata. Something broke in the spirit world. Jerebo kashata. Kasatara ta 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 ta. Rabba ba 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 sakote, rabba sakata no koshete de te koso koshete, rabba ba sakoshike ta ta ta. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You heard. Praise your Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Darabasata rakasa. I seem to be led by the Spirit to tell these sisters, you're not by yourself. Sometime, I don't know what the Lord doing right here, but sometime you're not by yourself. Women go through things we men don't even know nothing about it. The Lord is dealing with that this morning. And he's going to give you a zone, a comfort zone, to understand that you've been in prayer meeting this morning. And the things you've been worried about, you don't have to worry about them no more. been taken care of by the saints of God. Just thank God for it. Come on, one more time. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, so close. Shut up. You know why the young lady hollered like that? Huh? She know how much grace God have granted her. And she's not ashamed of it. She know how. You know what I'm talking about, right? She know the grace that's been on her life. Yeah, and God, that's why she's jumping around and praising. He said, he that been forgiven much will pray them more. Yeah. Now, I'll give you two words and we'll leave on those two words. I try to listen to the Spirit of God as best as I can. I heard two words. Y'all ain't gonna believe what the Lord told me. Women alive. That's what he said, women alive. In other words, a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, a lot of loneliness, a lot of look like you're by yourself, even though you're with somebody, but it don't look like you're just by yourself, you're lonely. God says today, you women, y'all gonna live a better life today. He said, women alive. That's what he told me, Brad. Hey, women alive. I said, what? No idea. You have no idea the thing that had been removed here this morning. In my 43 years of preaching, I never heard that. He told me, get the men to pray for the women as their covering. Do you know how these women feel up in here? Because that's God's divine way. That's why we got to respect these women. Don't play no game with them. You follow what I'm saying? Respect them as a sister or as a mother or grandma, but don't play no game. Respect them and let them live their lives. Let them be free. Don't jam them up. Yes, sir. You follow me? Now, if we ask, we're going to go, John, but if we ask about 10 women, did they need that? See, the church don't address it. But the Bible do. Because the average woman carried a whole load of the whole family. But we men in here, we're going to switch that around. We're going to take care of that. We're going to take care of that. All right? So you women go and enjoy yourself now. God bless you, man. All right, amen.